Have you ever thought about what happens to an airliner after its last flight? Not the ceremonial retirement, not the museum piece. I mean the ones that get towed to a desert lot and never move again. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about the Airbus A380, the biggest commercial airplane ever built, and how the dead ones are now worth more in pieces than some of them were worth flying. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the stage. The A380 was supposed to be the future. Airbus bet the company on the idea that hub-and-spoke travel would keep growing, that airlines would need a double-decker super jumbo carrying anywhere from 500 to 850 passengers on long-haul routes connecting major hubs. And for a while, that thesis looked solid. Emirates alone ordered over 100 of them. Singapore Airlines, Lufthansa, Qantas, British Airways, they all lined up. Then the world changed. Twin-engine widebodies like the Boeing 787 and the Airbus A350 proved you could fly point-to-point, skip the hubs, burn less fuel, and fill smaller cabins more profitably. Airlines started parking their A380s years ahead of schedule. When the pandemic hit in 2020, it accelerated retirements dramatically. Dozens of super jumbos that still had airframe life left were sent to storage facilities in places like Teruel, Spain, and Victorville, California. Some were barely 15 years old. Here's what you need to know. Those parked airplanes didn't just sit there collecting dust. They became the backbone of a parts ecosystem that is now keeping the remaining A380 fleet in the air. See, the A380 is a unique animal. Airbus ended production in 2021 after delivering 251 aircraft. That means there will never be another new one. Every A380 that exists today is all there will ever be. And yet, a significant number of them are still flying. Emirates operates over 90. Other carriers have brought theirs back from storage because passenger demand on certain routes, particularly across the Middle East and Asia Pacific, has rebounded strongly. Some airlines that swore off the type just a few years ago are now extending leases. But here's the catch. When you're operating a fleet of airplanes that are no longer in production, sourcing parts becomes your number one logistical headache. Airbus still supports the type, but new parts from the manufacturer are expensive, and lead times can stretch out. We're talking about an aircraft with four Rolls-Royce Trent 900 or Engine Alliance GP7200 engines, massive landing gear assemblies, flight control computers, and avionics systems that were purpose-built for this airplane. You can't just swap in components from an A350. This is where the retired A380s come in. Companies that specialize in aircraft teardown and parts reclamation have turned these grounded super jumbos into what the industry calls donor aircraft. And the numbers are remarkable. A single A380 can yield thousands of individual parts. Engines alone can be worth tens of millions of dollars each if they've got green time remaining on them. Landing gear sets, auxiliary power units, flight control surfaces, interior components like galleys and lavatories, even the wiring harnesses. All of it has value. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This isn't just scrap metal operations pulling copper wire. These are sophisticated aerospace recycling companies with Part 145 repair station certificates, full traceability documentation, and quality systems that meet the same standards as the original equipment manufacturers. Every part that comes off a retired A380 and goes back into service has to carry a proper airworthiness tag. The Federal Aviation Administration and the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, known as ESA, both require complete documentation chains. One of the biggest players in this space is Tarmac Aerosave, based in Tarbes, France, not far from where the A380 was assembled in Toulouse. They've been dismantling A380s and feeding parts back into the supply chain for operators worldwide. GA Telesis, based in Fort Lauderdale, is another major teardown and parts supplier that has been acquiring retired widebodies specifically for this purpose. Now, for those of you listening who fly general aviation, you might be thinking, what does a retired four-engine super jumbo have to do with me? Fair question, but the principle is exactly the same one you deal with if you're flying a legacy Cessna or Piper. Think about it. If you own a Cessna 182 that went out of production decades ago, where do you get parts? You find a salvage yard. You find a donor airframe. You source used serviceable components with proper 81301 tags. The scale is different, but the economics are identical. When an aircraft type goes out of production, the existing fleet becomes its own parts supply. Every airplane that stops flying potentially keeps three or four others going. And this creates an interesting market dynamic. The value of a parked A380 doesn't depreciate the way you'd expect a grounded airplane to depreciate. In some cases, the teardown value of a retired super jumbo actually exceeds what the aircraft was worth as a going concern. An airline might have been losing money flying the thing, but parted out, and suddenly, the engines, the landing gear, and the rotable components are worth more than the whole airplane was on a lease return. That's the aviation equivalent of a parts car being worth more than a running one. There's also an environmental angle here that's worth mentioning. Aircraft recycling has become a much more regulated and sophisticated industry over the past decade. The Aircraft Fleet Recycling Association, known as AFRA, has established standards for end-of-life aircraft processing. Roughly 90% of a modern airliner by weight can be recycled or reused. Aluminum gets melted down and reprocessed. Titanium from engine components is highly valuable. Carbon fiber composite recycling is still developing, and the A380 has a significant amount of composite structure in its upper fuselage and wing components, which presents both a challenge and an opportunity. This affects you if you're thinking about the broader health of the aviation supply chain. The A380 parts market is actually a case study in how the industry adapts when a major aircraft type exits production. We've seen it before. The Boeing 747 Classic variants went through the same cycle. The MD-11, the Lockheed L-1011 TriStar. Eventually, every airplane type reaches the point where more are being parted out than are flying, and the supply chain shifts from manufacturer-driven to aftermarket-driven. What makes the A380 situation unique is the speed at which it happened. Most aircraft types have production runs lasting 30 or 40 years before the fleet starts contracting. The A380 went from first delivery in 2007 to end of production in 2021. That's 14 years. Some of the earliest airframes are barely approaching 20 years old, and they're already being dismantled. By contrast, Boeing is still delivering 747-8s. The speed of the A380's lifecycle compression has created a parts market that matured much faster than anyone expected. The other factor worth watching is the engine market. The Trent 900 and GP7200 are both large, expensive, complex power plants. Engine shop visits for these types can run into the tens of millions of dollars. Having a supply of used serviceable engines and engine modules available from teardowns keeps maintenance costs manageable for the operators who are still flying the type. Without that supply, the economics of continued A380 operations would deteriorate quickly, and more airframes would get parked, which would ironically create more parts supply. It's a self-balancing system. Emirates, which operates the largest A380 fleet by far, has been strategic about this. They've invested in their own engine maintenance capabilities and have been known to acquire retired A380s specifically for parts harvesting. When you operate 90-plus airframes of a type that nobody else is going to build, controlling your own parts pipeline isn't optional, it's survival. For the airline industry watchers among you, here's the bigger picture. The A380 parts ecosystem is a preview of what's coming for other wide-body types over the next two decades. The 767 is already deep into this phase. The 777 Classic variants are entering it. Eventually, even the current generation of widebodies will get there. The companies and business models being built around A380 teardowns today are establishing the infrastructure and expertise that will handle fleet transitions for decades to come. So the next time you see a photo of a row of A380s sitting in a desert storage facility with their engines removed and their interiors stripped, don't think of it as an aviation graveyard. Think of it as a warehouse. Every one of those airplanes is keeping another one flying somewhere in the world. In aviation, nothing truly retires, it just gets redistributed. Today's reporting draws on coverage from Simple Flying and Industry data from Tarmac Aerosave and AFRA. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, and I'll see you on the next ACE.